Hello friends, here now we have reached to the last part, that is part 7 of Investment Management 1. In this part 7, we will be seeing these objectives such as tax impact on gains from investment in shares. So it will be focusing on how you will benefit by investment in shares in as far as taxation is concerned. In this unit, also you will be seeing what is the importance of annual reports, and finally we will be checking out the different ratios and their analysis that will help us to take a decision about how the share prices investment should be done and how the share prices investment has been properly designed. So in this chapter, or in this particular part, part 7, it will focus on these three parameters. These three parameters are very important, which will move your inclination towards becoming a good analyst and then taking your own decision in what ways you are supposed to invest. Let us now go ahead and see chapters accordingly. So here we start with chapter number 31, which is all about taxation. In this chapter, we will be seeing how taxation as a concept is functioning as far as investment is concerned. What are the benefits you will get when you invest in shares? What are the different kinds of adjustments you can sustain when you are investing in shares? You know, once a very great personality said that every individual staying in a given country should pay tax, simply because they can maintain the judicial system and the government with the collected tax can run the economy in a smoother way in a civilized society. So here in this chapter, we will be seeing what are the tax on dividends and how capital gains helps you to manage the investment in shares what you do. So this chapter is going to be revolving around more about how taxation benefit you can achieve while you invest in shares. Thus in this chapter, our main focus is going to be on when you invest in shares, how are you going to benefit, how are you going to gain, or what advantage you will get when you invest in shares from the perspective of taxation. Let us now go ahead and see how tax has got a benefit when you invest in shares. Now, when you invest in shares, there is obviously going to be tax liability. Tax liability, which means that we are supposed to pay taxes to the government because of our earnings. Tax liability exists on income from shares. So when there is an income from shares, or when we gain on sale of shares and on shares issued on declaration of bonus shares, split or buyback, there is going to be tax liability. How much we are supposed to pay taxes, what we are supposed to pay taxes, when we are supposed to pay taxes is a different manner. But the question here arises, are we supposed to pay taxes? Are we not supposed to pay taxes is the question. In different parameters, the different kinds of taxation implications would be there. So remember, tax liability exists. Yes, tax liability is there. When you have got income from shares, when you earn, you are supposed to pay taxes to the government. When you gain on sale of shares, so when you had got bought a shares at 50 rupees and you sold the shares for 75 rupees, you made a profit of 25 rupees per share, and whatever shares you had got and you sold and you earned money, you are supposed to pay taxes to the government. And on shares issued on declaration of bonus shares, when companies gives bonus shares, on that you are supposed to pay taxes. There is a tax liability. It is not that you are supposed to pay taxes. There is a liability of an individual or in a company to pay taxes to the government. Also, when there is a split of shares or buyback of shares, the tax liability arises. Let us now go ahead and see how in different parameters, what or in what way tax liability exists. The first being dividends. Now, what is dividends? Since investors invest in the company, they become shareholders. As soon as they become shareholders, they are known as owners of the company. Since they are owners of the company and their money are invested in the company, whenever company makes profit, company gives shareholders something in return. The return which shareholders are going to get from the company is termed as word dividends. As per current tax laws, this is applicable in India. Let me be very honest to you all. These tax laws are applicable where? Only in India. So, as per the current tax laws, dividends are taxed at the corporate level. So, when taxes are, on dividends, so whenever company makes a profit of, say for example, 50 crores, when company is going to distribute this 50 crores to shareholders in form of dividends, the company has to pay taxes to the government and not you as an investor, because you as an investor, there is no tax to you. And hence it is said that there are not and hence are not taxable in the hands of the shareholders. Anyone will pay the tax. That is what he said, that dividends are taxed at the corporate level. Dividends are going to be taxed at where? It is going to be taxed at the corporate level and hence are not taxable in hands of the shareholders. So as far as shareholders' hands are concerned, they are not taxable. This is the clause, this is the tax liability concept as far as dividends is concerned. Let us now go ahead and see the next, gain on sale of shares. What will be the gain on sale of shares? Now these keywords are there which I have underlined for you all to make sure you have got a proper understanding of those concepts. When you sell the shares and you gain some profit, are you supposed to pay tax? There are two things. Capital gains on shares held for more than a year are termed long-term gains and are tax-free. In India, as per the Indian context, whenever you have bought the shares and you are going to sell the shares, buying of shares and then selling of shares, if this activity or this process is with a gap of more than 1 year, so you have bought the shares and you have sold the shares and the gap is for more than 1 year. The gap is how much? Very good. The gap is more than 1 year. Then you are not supposed to pay any taxes. In other words, the gains which are for long-term purposes are tax-free. But on the other side, if shares are sold within a year you sell the shares. You bought the shares on a particular day and within a year you have sold that shares. Then you have to pay, you basically do short-term capital gains. And short-term capital gains are taxed at the rate of 10%. So long-term capital gain tax is tax-free. Short-term capital gain tax is taxable, but at the rate of 10%. I hope everyone is clear so far. So gain on sale of shares means what? You bought shares and selling of the shares. Now when are you selling the shares? Today, tomorrow, day after tomorrow? It does not matter. When you are going to sell the shares, if it is for long-term, which means if you are going to sell the shares after a year, then it is tax-free. If you are going to sell the shares within a year, then it is taxable at the rate of 10% and it will be for short-term concept. Then we have got bonus shares. What is bonus shares? What do you mean by bonus shares? Yes, can someone tell me? Yes, Rashmit, can you tell me what is bonus shares? Yes, Saki, can you tell me what is bonus shares? Yes, okay. Very good. Superb, Avni. You have given a very wonderful answer for bonus shares. Bonus shares means what? Bonus shares means company makes profit and instead of giving dividends to the shareholders, they give bonus shares by capitalizing the reserves. So reserves will be reduced and this reserves money which is reduced, it will be transferred into the equity shares. So equity shares will be issued against the capital reserves or any kind of reserves. The reserves will be reduced and shares would be issued. This is known as bonus shares. So even the bonus shares are issued free of cost. So while issuing bonus shares, the cost is free because they are just going to issue to the same shareholder and the amount will get credited to the number of shares will get credited into the existing shareholders account. So there is not going to be enough amount of cost. But the court of the law, that is the courts in India, have decided that the cost of such shares can be determined by dividing original cost of shares by total of original and bonus shares. So how do you decide that how much amount of cost is going to be borne for as far as bonus shares is concerned? So what they do, say for example, for selling the original shares, the first shares, the cost was 10 crores. And while with 10 crores, they had issued 10 lakh shares. With 10 crores, they had issued 10 lakh shares. Now bonus shares they have issued is, say for example, 5 lakhs. So with 10 crores, earlier they were issued only 10 lakh shares. Now for 10 crores, they have got a total of 15 lakhs. So for 15 lakh shares per unit, what is the cost? That is the cost which is going to be incurred for bonus shares. So as far as bonus shares is concerned, they are free of cost at the outset But when the courts have decided, when the courts thought about it, they have come to a conclusion that yes, bonus shares cost would be incurred with the original cost of the shares, and both these things would be allocated accurately. This is what is called as bonus shares. Is it clear with everyone? Are you all sure? Have you got the concept of gain on sale of shares and bonus shares? If yes, let us now go and see the next part, which is known as stock splits. Now, what is stock split? Very good. What happens is that at times, okay, let Devika try. Devika, tell me what exactly is stock split. Okay, very good, beta, absolutely clear. Clear. What you have said is absolutely clear. What happens is that stock split. What do you mean by stock split? It is basically when the share prices becomes very expensive and the face value is sometimes higher. So, to make the shares affordable to the existing shareholders or new investors, to make the shares affordable to the new investors, the stocks are split. The face value is split, because of which the price of the shares also comes down and the face value also comes down automatically. Automatically, what happens is that the stock is split, the number of shares have increased. So here, when companies reduce the face value of their shares to keep their market price affordable, company reduces what? Face value. What are different forms of face value in country India for every share? Very good. There are four different forms of face value. What are those four different forms? Very good. 1 rupee, 2 rupee, 5 rupee and 10 rupee. These are four denominations in which shares can be issued in the market. That is 1 rupee, 2 rupee, 5 rupee and 10 rupee. These are four different forms in which shares can be issued in the market. So, when companies reduce the face value of their shares to keep their market price affordable to smaller investors, they said to have split the stock. So, what does it mean? It means that they have splitted the stock, which means they have split, they have broken down the stocks or shares. Unlike with bonus issues, there is no increase in amount of paid up capital. So, unlike in bonus issues, there is nothing, I mean, the paid up capital is not going to increase. It is, the amount will remain same, just the number of shares are going to increase. There is no increase in amount of paid up capital, only number of shares increase. Thus, stock split therefore has no tax implications. So, remember, this stock split have got no tax implication. It will have no, force or as far as tax is concerned. So, stock splits, in other words, has got no implication on the taxes. Next is buybacks. What do you mean by buyback? Yes. Pooja, can you tell me what do you mean by buyback? Okay. Yes. Ranchi, can you tell me what do you mean by buyback? Okay. Very good. Yes. Ashwa Purva, can you tell me what do you mean by buyback? Okay. Oh, wow. Great answer, Monica. I am really impressed with what you have said for buyback. Buyback is a scheme or a mechanism where company wants to reduce the liability. So, they do what? Very good. They buy back the shares from the market and makes sure that liability decreases. This is known as buyback. Very good, Monica. So, what is buyback? Amount received by shareholder on surrendering the stock to the company. So, what has happened? Shareholders have surrendered the shares to the company, or in other words, company has bought the shares from the shareholders. What has company does? Company has bought the shares from the shareholders. That is when buybacks are treated as sales proceeds. So, when they have bought back the shares, it is treated as what? Sales. Hence, gains arising from buybacks are treated as capital gains and not dividends. Hence, whenever the gains are arised, whatever I will earn because of buyback, it will be treated as what? It will be treated as gains, capital gains, and it will be taxed accordingly. And it is not basically dividend, and hence they are taxed accordingly. Since buyback is nothing but buying of shares or selling of the shares from the shareholders to the company, it is nothing but buyback. So, they have sold the shares. So, this selling of the shares is treated as what? Capital gains and not dividends. It is not dividends. It is not bonus. It is not basically any kind of benefit the shareholders are giving to the company, or the company is getting some kind of benefit. No, the company is basically buying the shares. Since they are buying the shares, the benefit is going to be to the company as well as to the shareholder. So, they are taxed accordingly. I hope everyone is clear with buybacks. Great. So, if I have to sum up this whole chapter, which was basically on taxation, one thing we can understand that tax is an integral part of the economy to run. And thus, if we are not managing and not taking care of the tax aspect to be paid to the government, we are in wrong books. We are doing a crime. Hence, it is said that whenever you buy and sell shares, you can benefit out of taxes in a proper manner. Hence, as an investor, when you are investing in shares, when you are buying shares or you are selling shares, or when you get the bonus shares, at all the parameters, taxation will have impact. Tax liability is there. Tax liability arises. But tax liability arises does not mean that you are supposed to pay taxes. At times, you might have to pay tax. At times, you might not have to pay tax. This mechanism is known as what? Taxation concept. Thus, the key over here is that holding the shares or selling the shares is not the key. The key is when you invest in shares, you get the benefit of taxation. So, if you have to plan your tax, if you have to manage your taxation aspects, make sure share is a very good investment that helps you to manage the taxes in a proper manner. I hope you have benefited from understanding the taxation concept as far as investment in shares is concerned, and it does benefit each one of us when we invest in shares. I had a good time explaining you this chapter. That's all from my side. Thank you.